Hi, this is Luke Moroney on the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today I want to talk to you about a conversation that I had with a pilot. So you might be thinking, you know, what does a pilot have to do with property investing? And I want to go through a few ideas about the hard work, the persistence, the perseverance that they have in becoming a pilot and how that can actually change and adapt your thoughts to work yourself towards buying an investment property and actually building a property portfolio. So first of all, a person's name is Amy, and you might see videos on Facebook that I've done with her and the interview I've done with her to give you, gives you a little bit more explanation about her story. But in terms of where Amy is at, and to bring up a couple of key points about what Amy is going through right now is and her experiences is around the idea that she's gone through and completed a course as a pilot. She's now looking to get her commercial pilot's license and accreditation. And there's a lot of work involved in getting to that place. So a couple of key points in and around that perseverance that Amy suggested on the video I did with her today was around the hard work and the focus that she had on her passion. So for Amy, it wasn't a case of it, you know, there was a lot of hours put into it, but she wanted to fulfill a passion for herself. And like I do with property investing for me, it is, and for Mark in as Search Party Property Buyer's Agent, is the fact that we just absolutely love what we do. We love talking about property. We enjoy helping clients, and we see the benefits that property gives to clients to help them get towards a place where they're financially free. So Amy has really got a, you know, strong passion behind what she's doing as a pilot, and she wants to fulfill the idea of getting up there and flying planes and then helping others to fly planes as well. So that's a really good, she's had a really good focus over a long period of time, and at times she's had to go back to the workforce and work for a government public agency, public government job to help with paying the vast amounts of money involved in actually getting their accreditation and certificates to be a pilot. So, you know, I guess the same way it comes in towards property investing, where you're looking at a situation of going to seminars, of building up a deposit, and your 9-to-5 job or side business that you've got is going to help you pay for the ability to actually invest in property. So Amy's doing something similar as being a pilot, as people would do when they're property investing. The second factor I want to mention as well about Amy is the fact that she has made several moves around different locations around Australia to actually help her and move her towards a position where she can fulfill that idea, that passion of being a pilot. So she originally was born overseas, moved to Perth when she was only two, then moved to Canberra. She had a stint in Sydney, back in Canberra, and then eventually now she resides in Sydney. So like a lot of different changes that have happened in her life, a lot of the ability to adapt to situations, to work hard at things, has really given her the perseverance, the persistence to actually move forward towards her goal that she wants to achieve. And, you know, and when we're thinking about these things, the moves, the adaption, when it comes to property investing, we're looking at situations that turning up to seminars, going to webinars, putting in that hard work, going to meet your experts, and doing what is required to actually get you closer towards your goal. We are actually running a seminar tonight on property investing. So you know those people that want to take the time out and actually drive to a location. And we've had people drive over an hour to get to our property seminars. So it's really inspiring to see that action being taken. And that's exactly what Amy's done over her career to look forward to being a pilot. The third factor I want to note is the many hours that people do in studying to be a pilot, and there is often so many dropouts from this particular course, and the same thing you factor in terms of property investing. There's a lot of people that, you know, buy their first investment property, sit back, You know, they might be in a situation where they've had bad tenants or interest rate increases, and they try to sort of give it all up and then try and sell their property. And often they're selling at a loss because they're a motivated seller, and agents realize this, and a potential buyer realizes this, and they're probably not buying in the right and selling in the right market to actually offload that property for a profit. So some similar ideas around these aspects when it comes to either going towards being a pilot or going towards building a property portfolio. I just want to really give everyone an indication, you know, it requires some initial hard work. It requires some persistence and perseverance, some hustle, and then obviously looking for the long term in the patience game, because there's a lot of work in between before you get to that end goal, to that financial freedom idea. And I think I also want to mention in this regard is, you know, when you are looking at various things, and we had this discussion around with Amy this morning, her attention was shifting towards being a pilot and all the magazines, all the videos and TV shows that she watched was around being a pilot. And the same thing goes in property. If you're starting to search on property information, listening to property podcasts like this one here, and also attending seminars, watching videos, whatever it might be, your attention is moving in that direction. There's more of a passion moving into that direction. And it's just about that whole perspective of taking action on those thoughts, that awareness that you have. Amy has taken that action by becoming a pilot and looking to get that license, and also to the perseverance and persistence that she's had in actually going through all the theory work, the practical work, and the many hours involved as well. So if it's a case that your attention, your awareness is going towards something, whether it be property, a pilot, a career, a business, whatever it might be, maybe explore those thoughts, discuss them with other people, talk to experts, talk to people that have done it before, and maybe that will help you in making that decision to move forward and take action. So hopefully those ideas around the difference, or the similarities, I should say, rather than the differences, on going to be a pilot and going forward to build a property portfolio can be really thought about in very similar ways. So hopefully that's helped in ways to think about what it is and what it requires to become a property investor and build that property portfolio, look towards that financial freedom in future, and hopefully you get started with working towards a property investment portfolio. Look to help yourself firstly and those around you. So that's the Daily Property Search Podcast. Hopefully that's helped in many ways for you to think about what are your next steps when it comes to property investing. If you'd like to have a chat with me in regards to anything about your personal circumstances, about this particular topic, or any other topics when it comes to property investing, do give me a call. My number is 0400-332-377, and thanks for joining.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.